As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Well, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a Show Me Showdown. We got breakfast on the table, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. Welcome to our Monday, Moonday, April the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We come to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts. Always good news, hard facts, and workable solutions. The news is kind of grim today, however, but we'll talk about quite a bit of that. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. It says, though, a philosophical radicalism where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and to be a part of today's broadcast, you can pick up the telephone, call throughout the broadcast, and for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area, you can call in at 512-904-8014 to join me live on air and from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free, 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Let me get serious here. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. Again, that's Become Vocal Local Host, or just bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too could be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts Post Office, Box 96, out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Big shout out, as we love to do, and starting every broadcast, out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri. Good morning, Sam and Trish. Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York. 94.3 Elgin, Texas, and AM 1710 Liberty Radio, Minneapolis and Jordan, Minnesota. Thank you all for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local listening audiences. Our call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Your calls are always welcome. Lots on the news today, but we're looking at a system-wide decline. Commodities, equities, bonds, currencies all down as Goldman Sachs fraud charges by the Securities and Exchange Commission take the center stage. That's going to be a little bit of the discussion in the first hour for sure. And as we proceed through the broadcast, look back into the history of law, readings in law, natural and common law, John Locke, and much more. Of course, we will take your calls throughout the broadcast. Let's take a look at that market report for Monday, April the 19th, 2010. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time finds gold trading off $4.10 an ounce at $1,132.70. Silver drops a dime, trades at $17.60, now again below $18. Platinum loses $8. You get the idea. It's a red day. It's a down day across the board. Platinum drops $8 at $1,681 an ounce, and palladium off $8 as well at $520 an ounce. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market looking a little grim there, but a rather widespread, about $14 so far. $1,123 for a low, $1,137.60 for a high. But at $1,132.70, your gold is still up $264.60 year to year for a 30.46% return on your investment in ARM, that beautiful precious metal. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed off 126 on Friday, down to 11,018.66. I just throw the .66 in there for all the sixes and the 11s that are in that number. Anyway, it was off 126 at 11,018. The NASDAQ closed down 34 at 2,481. The S&P was off 20 at 1,192. Crude oil this morning moves down $2, trading at $81.24 for those 42-gallon barrels of light sweet crude. And pegged right with the USDX, the U.S. dollar index this morning trades at 81.24 as well, up 41 basis points. Stay tuned, much more to come. We'll be right back.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And returning once again on our Monday, April the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Let's go back in and close out that market report for this morning. Again, we find gold trading off. There's just a sea of red ink, folks. It's all across the board here. It's system-wide. But gold was down $4.10 at $1,132.70. Easy for you to say, not me. Silver lost a dime, trades at 1760. Platinum down $8 at 1681, and palladium off $8 at 520. Of course, this is all an hour ago. Where it's going to go today is going to be anybody's guess. Going to be a rather roller coaster kind of a day, I think. Anyway, the lows and the highs in the gold spot market again, about a $14 spread in there, 1123 for a low, 1137.60 for a high. The London Gold Fix, the boys in London set the price at 1,127.50. We're a little above that now. We'll see what happens there. The SPDR gold shares this morning unchanged, 1,141.04 tons in their holding for a $42.23 billion State Street price. Again, the Dow Jones closed down 126 on Friday at 11,019. The NASDAQ was off 34 at 2,481. The S&P was off 20 at 1,192. Crude oil again loses $2 in early trading at $81.24 a barrel. Still high. still on the high side of $80 a barrel. The U.S. dollar index, mirroring the crude oil at 81.24, moves up 41 basis points. Of course, there's a sea of red ink in the Forex markets, the foreign exchange rates. The Canadian dollar loses its parity with the U.S. dollar, drops down 2 cents, trades at 98 cents U.S., losing 58 basis points in early trading. Mexican peso drops 11 basis points, yet still on the high side of 8 cents, but is trading at 8 cents U.S. The euro loses 52 basis points, half of a percent there, folks. All of these are half or better, except the peso. The euro loses 52 basis points, trades at $1.34. The British pound down 55 basis points, trades at $1.53. And the Swiss franc off 66 basis points, taking the strongest whack in our little basket of currencies this morning, trades at 94 cents U.S. The bond market also is reflecting this decline. The bond market, the yield on the 2-year is down below now down below 1. It's down 0.95, so the 2-year bond is yielding 0.95%. The 10-year moves down as well at 3.77, and the 30-year moves down to 4.68. The mortgage market this morning going the other way. We see a continuing increase in the mortgage market, in the fixed mortgage rates. The 15-year mortgage moves up from 4.36 a month ago to 4.42 this morning. The 30-year moves up from 5.01 to 5.16. So those mortgages are going to become more precious, more dear, and more expensive as time goes. Going up on the Bloomberg website here, the breaking news, all the way through the news this morning on Bloomberg, and of course you'd expect that out of New York City as it is. Michael Bloomberg here, the mayor of New York City, Bloomberg.com. But breaking news, you can just go. I'll just go through and just give you some of the highlights to give you an idea of how much attention is being focused on Goldman Sachs this morning. And then we're going to go into a couple of the articles. But we've got here Citigroup. Stocks in the U.S. rises. Citigroup earnings overshadow Goldman Sachs probe. So that's Goldman Sachs in the headline. Drop down a little further. Goldman Sachs credit swaps rise the second day after fraud-related SEC suit. Drop down into the exclusives section. This is just on the front page without going deep. Goldman Sachs fraud suit hinges on the meaning of selected impulse and abacus. We'll go back to that. Go down a little bit further under the most popular. Goldman may face United Kingdom and German inquiries after the suit. Goldman Sachs may results may show whether the debt dominance is at risk. Go down into the leaders here, I think. Unless there's something else in here. Leaders, Citigroup names Vice Chairman Edward Kelly head of the investment banking. That'll probably be related. Drop down into economy. Well, things are changing a little bit. Politics, Goldman suit harnessed by Obama, political aides for internet campaign. Down a little further under personal finance, Goldman Sachs fraud probes may trigger 10% drop in global stocks. Drop down a little bit further here in opinion. Goldman staged explosion deserves an apology. Goldman abacus spin dodges the big question. Just drop down a little further here, and it seems to be without even opening up any of those pages. Economy leaders, most popular, top stories, etc. There's almost every segment has a lot to do with Goldman. So lots is happening there. Of course, as you know, the Securities and Exchange Commission levied or charged in a civil suit, charged Goldman with fraud, and that has caused a great flurry. Of course, on Friday, we saw a steep decline in Goldman stocks. But as I mentioned on the Oracle Unleashed broadcast with Doug Owen on Saturday night, and if you missed it, you can go back and listen to the archives. But as I mentioned there, you know, we have much information that talks about both Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan Chase, involved in this process of front running. In other words, they use their computers situated in principal places and others as well. Paulson figures in this as well. They put in computers right in the main places, I guess. I don't know how it all works. But because they've got a computer online up ahead or something, they can get in and do market manipulation and buys and sells nanoseconds before the rest of the market. So you can imagine that with Goldman Sachs looking maybe at $1 billion fine or more, maybe $5 billion, who knows how much it'll come out. We'll see where it goes. It's going to get big. But you can imagine that because they had 9 or 10 months of notice that this suit was coming, they had plenty of time to get themselves in position for shorts and other things like that, so that they could be prepared as soon as the news was released and the price of the stocks began to fall. I would imagine, and this is speculation on my part, completely speculative. I would imagine that Goldman Sachs was profiting as their stocks fell after the news broke. Well, let's go in a little bit here and see what we look at from the article. I'll read just a couple of them, share a couple of them with you, and then we're going to go on to other things. But Goldman Sachs, I like to say sucks. Goldman Sachs, the parasite in New York and the world. They're sucking the lifeblood out of the planet. Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, you know, these guys are Scotia McCall, all of them, the London Bullion Market Association, the rest of them haven't earned my respect, and I don't know whether they deserve yours. But here, April 19th, new news. The case against Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. may turn on the meaning of the word selected, quote-unquote selected. As we say so often here on the broadcast, words do have meanings. Their meanings are important, and especially in law and in legal opinions, the opinions of the courts, the appeal courts, the appellate courts, every word is very carefully stated because they know that in the operation of common law or stare decisis, judge-made law, that when people go back, they look at these various opinions rendered by the courts, that every little bit of their lawsuit might turn on a specific word. And so here again, right off the bat in the opening sentence, poignantly and pertinently, the case may turn on the meaning of the word selected. It all depends on what is when you're looking at a stained dress. We'll be right back.
You heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle. Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With Point pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hi, this is Mike Chambers. Join me live weekdays for Mike Chambers Live from 11 to 3 p.m. Central Time here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So once again, we find that one of the keystones here, the fulcrum of perhaps of these lawsuits and allegations, are going to be words and terms. They're going to get in there and they'll balance on terms and words, and they'll lawyer up and be prepared to do battle at the most high level, I guess, in the judicial process. It's a shame this wasn't brought forward as a criminal offense, criminal fraud, as opposed to civil, because this civil thing will be resolved with a dollar payment. Maybe they'll get whacked $1 billion, maybe $5 billion. They'll cough up a little bit of all the profits that they've made. But when you got your hand on the pump and you can create money out of nothing, and certainly might look at the Goldman Sachs as being the Federal Reserve and J.P. Morgan Chase as being the Treasury. They're all insiders on all of this stuff. But, you know, you look at the revolving doors, how all of these people, you know, Paulson and Rubin and Bernanke and Geithner and Summers. It's a revolving door. They just keep coming back and forth. If they're not teaching over at Harvard, they're working in one of the Federal Reserve banks, or they're working in the Treasury or someplace. And that's just the way that has been going on all my life. But anyway, the Securities and Exchange Commission must prove that the most profitable company in Wall Street history defrauded investors by failing to disclose that a hedge fund firm betting against them played a role in creating what they bought. It must also counter Goldman Sachs' assertion that an independent asset manager, which the SEC said rejected more than half of the securities initially proposed by Paulson and Company for a collateralized debt obligation, that's a CDO, signed off on the selections. Of course, keep in mind as we go through this particular week, I'm sure there's going to be much discussion of all of this, but we need to be aware that when this much attention is being pointed in, you know, one direction, that there are other things happening in the background, and there are. Harry Reid is in there working on legislation and other things, but we want to be very careful here. We want to be very careful. Sure, everybody's ticked off, and they got a right to be. These people have cost us billions, if not trillions. They've bankrupted this country once again. But at the same time, they're leading us into this thing where we've got the Fed bailing out companies that are too big to fail with tax dollars. And then we're going to be creating these new consumer protection agencies as well. So all of these are precursors to increasing government control of not only the means of production, but also all of the companies that work inside it. I don't like to use the idea of socialism so much. This is really even stronger moves towards a complete system of legal positivism. But let's continue. It says, the question is whether Paulson's undisclosed role, who is Paulson? Paulson and Company. You might recall back months ago when I read the article right off of Bloomberg and still have it in my files, didn't pull it for this morning's broadcast, but this John Paulson guy was one of the first, if my memory serves me right, it's usually reliable, that he was one of the first to take his money out of the SPDR Gold Trust, out of the gold shares. He wanted it in physical gold, which would be a wise thing for anybody that's holding these ETFs, especially with in the wake of the revelations coming out of the CFTC hearings and this Andrew McGuire and the other whistleblowers and the London Bullion Market Exchange, of which Goldman Sachs is part. Anyway, this whole idea of them selling 100 ounces of gold for every 1 ounce of gold physical as part of this Ponzi scheme is likely to be a major problem as we go forward. But back to the question here. The question is whether Paulson's undisclosed role in portfolio selections was material, said Larry Ribstein. I guess there are no Irish lawyers left in America, said Larry Ribstein, a law professor at the University of Illinois in Champaign, who has written about 140 articles and 10 books on topics including securities law and professional ethics. Quote, there's no clear and well-defined definition of what you have to disclose in this kind of a transaction, this type of transaction, he writes. The SEC case signals the regulator could eventually target other banks over how much they told investors about at least 40 billions of CDOs that turned toxic as mortgage defaults soared to the highest level since the 1930s. Robert Kuzami, well, there you go, the SEC enforcement chief, said last week that the agency will aggressively pursue deals that, quote, share similar profiles. This thing could go system-wide, folks. System-wide. Spent most of the weekend studying mortgages and everything in business law. You know, I've been reading that Dillavue and Howard's finished it up over the weekend, finished it up on a lengthy series on mortgages and all the different financial instruments. What a mess. I'll tell you, even back in the 1970s, there were so many windows of opportunity, so many of the things that they were talking about in the 70s, those young students picked up on. And the more devious ones looked at opportunities to dance in and out of the Uniform Commercial Code, and this is the result 30 years later. But anyway, full investigation? No. Bank of AmeriCorps' Merrill Lynch, Citigroup, Inc., and UBS AG are among banks that underwrote CDOs, credit default obligations, involving two other hedge fund firms that could have profited as homeowners stopped paying. Full investigation. Let's see a full investigation of all banks that made material misstatements and omissions in mortgage-backed securities issues during the lead-up to the crisis, because many of them did, close quote, said Josh Rossner, managing director of New York-based advisory firm Graham Fisher & Company, quote, hopefully this is the beginning of the SEC looking at dealer prices, dealer practices of putting their own returns ahead of their customers. And this is really what it's all about. These charlatans, these money changers, they're setting people up to fail. They're profiting on other people's misery. They're profiting on profiting off of other people's losses. They're betting against their customers. And with the strong advantage of this front-running and high-speed trading, they're in an excellent position to gain no matter how the market goes at all times. So the SEC, which filed its complaint against New York-based Goldman Sachs on April the 16th, is seeking to prove only that the CDO's investors, including IKB Deutsche Bank, or Deutsche Industrie Bank AG, and ABN AMRO Bank out of Nevada, may have reasonably wanted more information they got about Paulson's investments, said John Coffey, a securities law professor at Columbia University in New York. Materially misleading? Lengthy article, folks. Take the time and read it. This is important. We're talking trillions here. Materially misleading. The tactic reduces the case to whether there was a false statement or a material omission that made statements materially misleading, Coffey said. That frees the SEC of the need to prove there was intent to defraud. Intent. It's always so important. Intent. What was your intent? Which changes the balance considerably in favor of the SEC. Goldman Sachs, headed by Chief Executive Officer Lloyd Blankfein, said in a statement on April the 16th that the SEC allegations were unfounded, quote-unquote. What else would you expect him to say? Unfounded. I did not sleep with that woman, comma, Monica Lewinsky. To, quote, vigorously contest them and defend the firm and its reputation. Well, you should expect it to do that. In a marketing document for the CDO known as Abacus 2007 AC1, Goldman Sachs said it might have access to, quote, non-publicly available information, close quote, about the collateral. And because of that, quote, this presentation may not contain all information that would be material to the evaluation of the merits and the risks of purchasing the notes. The flip book prepared for potential investors said the CDO would be linked to securities selected by asset manager ACA Management LLC. Well, there's a lot more to that story. We'll cover a couple of other little twists on this story, and then we'll go on to other things. Do stay with us. We'll be right back.
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Sea Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Sea Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Sea Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Sea Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health. Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So we're back once again looking at this big story that seems to be sweeping the web this morning and last weekend and over the weekend. Just lots and lots was coming out on this. But looking at Goldman Sachs and the problem that they're dealing with now, having to justify why they took such a hellacious risk with other people's money and then bet against them, betting that they would lose. Here's a little bit more about Paulson's subprime bets. You know, we've talked about how this whole marketplace, every aspect of the marketplace, it's a Ponzi scheme, it's a casino, it's a rigged game, it's rigged against you. It's their game, not yours. Anybody that's involved in these things really need to exercise a little bit of not just caution, but to rethink your think. You got, you're swimming around in a toilet bowl full of sharks, and you think you're not going to get bit? Paulson's subprime bets. It didn't mention Paulson, the hedge fund firm managed by John Paulson, who's 54 years old, which became the world's third largest after betting against subprime mortgages and reaping about $1 billion on the Abacus deal. You guys set up this whole idea of subprime. They went in and set up all of this stuff. And then they went in and they played with the house, that the game that they created, like casino game, knowing what the, you know, maybe knowing their odds and knowing when to get in, when to get out, because they created this thing, handsomely profiting. Everybody else took it in the shorts, and now they've been caught. I think they need to do not just serious time, but maybe some of them need to do a little time at the end of a rope. But that's just my extreme version. Go down a little further here. It says Goldman Sachs wasn't necessarily required to describe the selection process to sophisticated buyers of the CDOs. So James Cox, a securities law professor at Duke University. So we got Columbia University, we got Duke University, we got university professors in law coming out looking at this thing, making all kinds of incredible revelations. But instead, he said the bank may have crossed the line by telling investors half-truths, touting the role of ACA while omitting Paulson's role in the scheme. Quote, if you're creating a dangerous product, they're creating a dangerous product. You know, as I say, reward often follows risk, the greater the reward. So they knew they were creating something was exceedingly risky. So they were going to expect, you know, profound rewards, and they got it. Some did. Some lost all. Maybe somebody out there listening today in the audience has gotten bit by this. But if you're creating a dangerous product, you can't insulate yourself by bringing in an innocent party that dilutes the danger of that product if you know it's still dangerous. Notorious Bear, the key to the SEC case will prove to be that investors may have balked if they knew that a Notorious Bear, one that was betting against it, was on the other side of the trade and had a hand in designing the product, said Rib Stein, University of Illinois law professor. SEC will need to show that the deal was designed to lose and that Goldman Sachs knowingly withheld information because it knew investors wouldn't like it, he said. Quote, once you start pulling on this thread, there's potentially a lot of other people who might have done similar things, close quote, said Thomas Adams, who worked in the CDO groups for two bond insurers and is now a partner at New York-based Paikin, Krieg & Adams, LLP. These practices were relatively widespread. More than a half a dozen of the world's biggest banks underwrote CDOs involving hedge fund firms with bets against mortgage bonds, including Citigroup, UBS, Bank of America, J.P. Morgan, Chase & Company, Wells Fargo & Company, Wachovia Corp Unit, Deutsche Bank AG, Credit Agricole S.A., according to the data compiled by Bloomberg. The hedge funds, Evanston, Illinois-based Magnetar Capital LLC and Tricadia Capital Management LLC in New York, were involved in at least $42 billion worth of CDOs. And it just gets worse. And it just gets worse. And it's not just local, you know, this isn't just local. This isn't just New York City. This isn't just America. This article, again off Bloomberg, by Michael Patterson and Tony Kruska. April 19th, Bloomberg. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. faces a regulatory probe in Britain and scrutiny from the German government after the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission sued the firm for fraud tied to collateralized debt obligations. I tried to find the article that was quite revealing that was posted on Saturday from Germany, but I wasn't able to recover that one. It's too bad I didn't print it out. I should have done that. Should have done that. Would have been much more intelligent on my part, but I didn't. I let that one slip, so it's not available to me now. Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. again faces a regulatory probe. Drop down. Prime Minister Gordon Brown, England, called yesterday for the Financial Services Authority to start an inquiry, saying he was shocked at the moral bankruptcy indicated in the suits. What a laugh. Shocked at the moral bankruptcy? Gordon Brown? You'll give it to him. It makes news, folks. Germany's financial regulator BaFin asked the SEC for details on the suit, a spokesman for Chancellor Angela Merkel said. There's trouble here. Remember, Germany wanted their gold back from the United States, and the United States didn't have any gold to give them back. They still want their gold back, and now they're getting screwed in a whole new way. Politicians that were forced to bail out their banks during the financial crisis are turning on Goldman, which critics say helped cause the turmoil and profited from it. Every photograph you see of Goldman Sachs, of course, on the web is accompanied, shows their brand new building. That's an apple that somebody probably wants to snag for themselves. Big, beautiful office building there. Crippled Goldman take their building, spank them severely. Put them out to pasture. Wouldn't be a bad idea. Maybe some of these guys should do serious jail terms. Anyway, continuing, politicians that were forced to bail out their banks, as if the politicians were forced to bail out their banks. How much money came out of the politicians' pockets and how much money went into their pockets for the bailouts of AIG and the rest of them? Politicians that were forced to bail out their banks during the financial crisis are turning on Goldman, which critics say helped cause the turmoil and profited from it. The European Union is also probing Goldman's role in arranging swaps for Greece that may have masked the country's budget deficit. Well, this is going to go. This is going to be big. We will see politicians throughout the world piling on Goldman Sachs, said Scott Moeller, a former investment banker now teaching at Cass Business School in London. Get all the professors and investment bankers out there. Now they have vulnerability. Everyone and anyone. In other words, there's a fish in the water. It's bleeding. The sharks are circling. Especially politicians are going to try to make hay with this one. Don't forget all the meetings that went down over the winter time. Everybody's looking at a new way of organizing the international financial community. New regulations, new forms of currencies. Killing one economy, opening up a new opportunity for fraud, and these guys are going to be in it. They'll all profit in the end. The SEC said that in early 2007, as the housing market teetered, Goldman Sachs created and sold a CDO linked to subprime mortgages without disclosing that hedge fund Paulson & Company helped pick the underlying securities and bet against the vehicle known as Abacus 2001 AC1. People were misled. The firm denies any wrongdoing. Fiona Laughlin, a spokeswoman for Goldman Sachs, and Heidi Ashley, a spokeswoman for the FSA, declined to comment. You know they're all lawyered up. They're shutting up, clamming up. It looks as if people were misled about what happened. Brown, who faces a national election on May the 6th, said on the BBC, Andrew Marr program, when Brown was the one that sold all the gold in England, right? The banks are still an issue. Was it Blair or Brown? I can't recall. They're a risk to the economy. The Royal Bank of Scotland Group, PLC, paid $841 million to Goldman Sachs to unwind its positions in Abacus, which it inherited when it bought parts of ABN AMRO in 2007, according to the SEC. The Edinburgh-based lender is now controlled by the British government after receiving a £45.5 billion or a $70 billion taxpayer rescue, the world's biggest banking bailout, Royal Bank of Scotland. Banks all over the world being rescued by governments owned and controlled by, now controlled by British government, controlled by the United States of America, you know, the federal system. The SEC said Goldman Sachs misled investor IKB Deutsche Interbank AG about Paulson's role in the trade. Well, it just goes on. You get the idea. All right, here's another one. And this is where Barrett Usurper comes into the mix. We'll pick it up right after these words from our sponsors. Stay tuned.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at endlessfrauddetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Come explore the human stargate and what lies beyond. Walk the rebel path. Sundays.
And once again, looking at this Pullman suit harness. Now, the Obama aides for an internet and internet ad campaign, so everybody's going to profit. You know, this is one of the moral sicknesses in our country. Everybody profiting and prospering off of the losses and the sorrow of others. It makes me sick. What we're doing in Iraq, what we're doing in Afghanistan, what we intend to do to Iran and all of the rest of the places where we prey on other people and bring misery and illness and sickness to them for money. Filthy lucre, as it's called. This article by Patrick O'Connor, nice Irish writer here. April the 19th, Bloomberg, bury the usurpers. Political advisors are trying to harness the government's case against Goldman Sachs to build support for a financial markets overhaul pending in Congress. Underline, highlight in pink and red. Surround in a box with red ink. Bury the usurper's political advisors are trying to harness the government's case against Goldman Sachs to build support for a financial markets overhaul pending in Congress. Watch this one now, this legislation as it comes along. A Google Inc. search of Goldman Sachs SEC. I'm sure most of you have already typed that in once this morning. A Google search of Goldman Sachs SEC yields an advertisement entitled, quote, Help Change Wall Street, that is sponsored by Organizing for America, the usurper's official political arm outside the White House. Quote, Help President Obama reform Wall Street and create jobs, close quote. The ad says, Families first. Oh, yeah. Everybody's going to pile on here. The ad coincides with Securities and Exchange Commission lawsuit filed April 16th. The civil suit became public as the election year fight over financial regulatory reform intensifies. In addition to your regular calendar and to-do list, always keep in mind the election calendar that runs continuously 24/7, 365. The civil suit, they write, became public as the election year fight over financial regulatory reform intensifies. Watch as all of the campaign literature focuses on financial regulatory reform in the 2010 midterm elections. Google AdWords, be aware of this, folks, Google AdWords allow companies, advocacy groups, and politicians to target internet browsers who enter certain words or phrases in the company's search engine. Wonder what happens when you type in bestiality. What kind of Google AdWords come up with that one? Goldman Sachs responded with its own web ad tethered to the same search words, Goldman Sachs Inc. or Goldman Sachs SEC. So on the one hand, you've got the Obama Organizing for America, and then you've got Goldman using the same tools, and they're in there spreading their propaganda as well. A search for those three words yesterday afternoon, maybe yesterday, produced both the Obama political ad and a sponsored link to Goldman's website. The link took online readers to the company's official response to the SEC complaint, and here it is their response, quote, We're disappointed that the SEC would bring this action related to a single transaction. Related to a single transaction. Is there any truth to that? Is that obfuscatory linguistics? A single transaction? In the face of an extensive record which establishes that the accusations are unfounded in law and fact, close quote, the company said in response to the SEC lawsuit, the web page gives readers background on what happened in the company's view. And it's worth your time to read it. What a whitewash. Brad Woodhouse, a spokesman for the Democratic National Committee, all of these people, the Democratic National Committee, should be doing serious time for bringing forth a candidate who is unqualified to serve as president. These people are all complicit in that. The Democratic National Committee, there should be an investigation made into them why they didn't prove the qualification of this usurper. They brought him forward. Brad Woodhouse, I'd like to have a word with Brad, said bury the usurper's political ad is part of a two-week-old online campaign, quote, which included a wide variety of search items, search terms related to Wall Street and Wall Street reform. Quote, we have all kinds of online advertising up to allow folks who are searching and reading online to get involved with Organizing for America and the president and make a difference on his agenda, close quote. Don't suppose the SEC lawsuit would have had anything to do with Barry the Usurper's in online advertising campaign, do you? Ad link. The ad link takes browsers to a page on mybarackobama.com. Oh, can you believe that? Mybarackobama.com. That features a picture of the usurper and the following quote. Quote, we've seen and lived the consequences of what happens when there's too little accountability on Wall Street and too little protection for Main Street. It's time for a real change. Well, there's truth to that. You see how that would suck you in. Love to see the word accountability anywhere. But this dialogue between Wall Street and Main Street, again, that's localism coming right out of the Tavistock Institute. That's taking the power to the edge. That's the agenda for this decade. This online campaign coincides with a renewed push by the president and his allies, both on and off Capitol Hill, to generate support for an overhaul of the country's financial regulatory structure. A bill before the Senate would establish a consumer protection agency within the government, require financial firms to plan for their own demise, and prohibit proprietary trading by commercial banks. The whole commercial bank, investment bank relationship needs to be revisited. There's no doubt about that. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, Mike Chambers calls him Harry S. Reid. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, a Nevada Democrat, well, there's a gambler for you, and said he plans to bring a bill to the floor this week. All 41 Senate Republicans have complicated that timeline by signing a letter to express their opposition to a bill approved by the Banking Committee. Reid needs at least one Republican to start the debate on the package. Quote, I'm very confident we're going to have the votes for a strong package of financial reforms, Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner said yesterday on NBC's Meet the Press. I'm very confident we're going to have a strong bill. What's up with that? You think the Beelzebub's going to throw Beelzebub out? I don't think so. There's something else going on in the background here. Maybe some of the better analysts will be able to pull it all together for us. But this isn't the only stuff going on in the world. We're still dealing with that Iceland volcano going. That was a very shallow, if you could say it that way, some 7 miles or something like that, where the eruption started. Seems to be about the same depth that they're able to get earthquakes going. I don't know whether somebody pulled the plug on that one or not. But one thing is for sure, all across Europe, they're still trying to deal with these, you know, ash clouds, volcanic ash in the air. It's keeping the airlines on the ground. But I read an article this morning where they're thinking about putting airplane back in the air again. I guess if Goldman Sachs can take a bet and gamble, maybe the airlines will take a bet and gamble too. I hope you're not in one of those seats. One thing about volcanic ash and the turbines on a jet aircraft, it's kind of like throwing abrasives in to the engine, like when you're sharpening knives or plane irons on a steel plate. Once that stuff heats up, those engines stop. So I wouldn't advise riding in an aircraft. Well, I have made my mind up that until they get rid of all of the inspectors, detectors, selectors, and etc., naked body scanning, I won't be on an airplane again, at least not a commercial one. But there's just a whole gobbin' a bunch that's out there right now this morning. Tons of news that came up over the weekend. It'll be an interesting week. You can be sure of that. Of course, Bill Clinton is in there whining and complaining. He's got a lot to say as well, trying to basically distance himself from Robert Rubin and Lawrence Summers. Here's a little bit from that article in the last minutes of this hour. April 19th, well, former President Bill Clinton said his Treasury Secretaries Robert Rubin and Lawrence Summers were wrong in the advice they gave him about regulating derivatives when he was in office. Called CYA, folks.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your Liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
Have you heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from EngineBrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit EngineBrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Monday, April the 19th, 2010, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. We're coming to you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Once again, our listener call-in numbers remain 866-841-1065 from around America and around the world. And if you've got unlimited long-distance access or live in the Austin, Texas area, you may also call in at 512-904-8014 and get your thoughts on air. Talking about this Goldman Sachs issue that's running all over the web today, this a suit, if you will, that's filed by the Securities Exchange Commission, a civil suit, civil fraud, charges against brought against Goldman Sachs Group, L, Inc., and all the rest of the letters after that. But this article, just mentioned it in the previous hour, Clinton says Rubin, that'd be Robert Rubin, and Lawrence Summers, advice on derivatives was wrong. This was written by Joshua Zumbrun, April 19th, New News. Former President Bill Clinton and his Treasury Secretaries Robert Rubin and Lawrence Summers were wrong in the advice they gave him about regulating derivatives when he was in office. I think they were wrong, and I think I was wrong to take their advice, Clinton said on ABC's This Week program. Their argument was that that derivatives didn't need transparency because they were, quote, expensive and sophisticated and only a handful of people will buy them and they don't need any extra protection, close quote, Clinton said. The flaw in that argument was that, first of all, sometimes people with a lot of money make stupid decisions and make it without transparency. Quote, even if less than 1% of the total investment community is involved in derivative exchanges, so much money was involved that if they went bad, they could affect 100% of the investments, close quote, Clinton said. And as we know, hindsight being 2020, Clinton seems to have been proved his vision in the rearview mirror. But of course, if Robert Rubin and Lawrence Summers were wrong on this advice, were they wrong on other advice? Now, Lawrence Summers served under Kofi Annan and serves under Ban Ki-moon, or served at least under Ban Ki-moon, as their special advisor to migration and development. Sunday, Jimmy was joined on air by Terry Anderson. For those of you that know, Terry does a broadcast. It's carried by many stations. Late Sunday night, he was on again last night. So Terry was on air twice. On Sunday, yesterday, Jimmy had him on air with him, and they went through the whole drill on illegal immigration. Later in the evening, on RBN, Dave Hodges interviewed Frosty Woolrich. Same deal. And so these are two on my list. Same sort of thing. Frosty Woolrich used to be a host on RBN. He was basically, among other reasons, relieved from that post because he's so sweet on Agenda 21 Sustainable Development. It's just obvious listening to him talk. He's also a proponent of population reduction, and that, you know, for a lot of people raises eyebrows, including mine. But both of them go through their presentations, and it's always the same litany, round and around and around and around and around and around and around, how illegal aliens and the illegal alien invasion into the United States and other countries is doing great damage. Well, there's all truth to that. And on the other side, we'll talk about the errors of omission as well as the errors of commission.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis. Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your seed panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit seedpanel.com, spelled SEAPanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, seedpanel.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So it's not so much what you say sometimes, it's what you fail to say that really reveals the truth of an issue. And certainly with many of those that are out there that are considered the leading lamps in the struggle against the illegal alien invasion, the browning down of America and Europe, many of those that are considered to be the leading lamps, certainly Jerome Corsi spent no small amount of ink writing his treatise on his book about Security and Prosperity Partnership Agreement in North America. And Glenn Spencer, Border Patrol, all that, you know, flying the airplanes, raising the money, you know, for the drones and the airplanes and whatnot. All the people that sat out along the border, sit out along the border in their lawn chairs and their binoculars and looking for illegal aliens crossing into the United States of America. Years ago, when I first came across, I was doing my research into it, and I came across this line of reasoning. Of course, Lawrence Summers figures really highly in this. And if Lawrence Summers and perhaps Robin Rubin, as Treasury Secretaries for William Jefferson Clinton, were wrong in their advice in regards to these CDOs and other sophisticated financial instruments, what other information did they give Clinton that was wrong? Should we be surprised to find Lawrence Summers as a top financial aide to in the usurper's administration, still giving bad intel? Goes back to the Bible, if you look at it, track Joseph along there, comes out of prison, resolves the enigma of the dream, and rises up as the grand vizier alongside of the Pharaoh, and then proceeds to crush the Egyptian economy, levying taxes unbearably against the people, and finally, they are forced out and into the desert. Anyway, lots of that. But I think that if we look at the immigration issue properly in the right lens and understand that what we're dealing with is not only the implementation of Agenda 21, which Woolrich ran around and obfuscated when he was interviewed last evening and wasn't mentioned at all by Terry, which is a continuing disappointment to me. But when we run around the circle like that and fail to look at the disease, and all we focus upon are the symptoms of those towel heads flooding into Europe and the dot heads and so on and so forth, flooding into Australia and every place else, focus on the symptoms and the victims, think about how many people have been displaced out of Iraq and Afghanistan, people that had the wherewithal, the means, and the opportunity to flee as imperialist America came in and started dropping the jackboot on their communities. Think of the people that leave Syria, the people that leave Lebanon, the people that leave Jordan, the people that leave Egypt. They don't want to live there. They don't want to live any place within aircraft or bomb strike of Israel. Think of the people in India that have the means to be able to get away. People in China that have the means to be able to get away, they're going to go someplace. And they do. The wealthy get their children lined up with the various visas and they come to the United States and other places and they go to school and they find jobs. Bill Gates and Melinda Gates like to hire those H1N1, whatever they... No, that's the virus that you jab in your... What are those H1B visas? Yeah, something like that. He was responsible for creating that. They love it. But if you track it all the way back and go in and do your homework on it, folks, you'll find the compendium of recommendations on international migration and development, the United Nations Development Agenda, and the Global Commission on International Migration compared. And, of course, the United Nations document, Agenda 21, Sustainable Development, a program of action for the really for the 21st century on sustainable development. Again, Clinton and Gore and Bush 1 figure highly in that, signing on as they did for the United States, setting up the first Agenda 21 commissions and so on and so forth. But that's the real issue. That's the real issue, why the borders are open, will remain open. We talk about, well, you know, the North American community has stabilized their population, you know, 2.1 or 2.3 children per family. We hear all the time about it in China, an aging population. a preponderance of males in their population. It's all by design. Shouldn't be surprising. Should it be any surprise when Islam, people that follow Islam, the Mohammedites, are still having 6 and 7 children, while in Europe, the white community bought into abortion on demand, birth control pills, condoms and that, birth control in general. And now their population not only is aging, but they're going terminal. Basically, they don't have enough, they're not having enough children to replace themselves. Do you think that's an accident? Surely not. United States, the same thing. Hippy-dippy, weatherman, sex, drugs, and rock and roll, abortion on demand, condoms, birth control pills, the whole process. Fewer and fewer and fewer children. It opens up a void, and wherever there's a void, it's going to be filled by other people coming in. So we're changing the demographics of our population, not accidentally, not because of some miscarriage of justice, if you will. In the election laws, we have excellent election laws. We don't follow them. Why? Because we bought onto the global agenda. The compendium of recommendations of international migration and development out of the United Nations Development Agenda and the Global Commission on International Migration compared. When we talk about Agenda 21, it's always economy, environment, and equity, the three E's of sustainable development. Should it be any surprise that Lawrence Summers, former Treasury Secretary, law professor, what, at Harvard, now at a high post under the usurper's administration, was involved in this international migration and development under both Kofi Annan and Ban Ki-moon? It's money, folks. You make money doing this sort of stuff. What we're building here is a global plantation. It's interlocked, it's interoperable, it's interdependent. The health care bill is the same thing, fits right into this. The whole idea of real ID, the National Animal Identification System, Codex Alimentarius. All of these parts and pieces are interlocked, but this discussion is never had by certain prominent lights in the migration, the illegal alien invasion discussion. They don't want to look at the disease. They want to focus on the symptoms, apparently. It's a mystery to me. I've brought all this material out to them with emails and calling in on their broadcasts, and they just don't want to look at it. This is what we mean when I mean when I go back to Black's Law Dictionary and bring out the definition of the term. Willful oblivion. Voluntary ignorance. Don't show me those books. Don't show me those facts. I like my radio broadcast instead. We'll be right back.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
Take Cartavite and live a longer, healthier life today. Cartavite is a combination of traditional herbal medicines to lower cholesterol, maintain circulation, and act as an anti-inflammatory agent. Cartavite uses the best of natural heart and body foods known with herbs that have been used for centuries to help us maintain our health.
Cartavite is the best heart and body extract health product available. You can go to heartdrop.com to hear the testimonials for yourself. Cartavite's professional formula provides antioxidant and heart-nourishing ingredients that help the body deliver nutrients to cells and carry waste from all body cells. Derived from plants, these nutrients generally cleanse and tones the entire circulatory system. You can order Cartavite at heartdrop.com or call our toll-free number, 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Remember, that website is heartdrop.com.
Rampant inflation that will eviscerate paper-denominated assets is just around the corner. The U.S. Treasury and Federal Reserve have been flooding the economy with trillions in fiat currency with no foreseeable plan to stop. In the last 10 years alone, the stock market has fallen 30%, and the U.S. dollar has lost 40% of its value, while gold and silver are up an amazing 400%. No other investment category has come near the return of precious metals in the last decade. Protect your assets by investing with Christos Trading. Christos Trading specializes in gold and silver IRA accounts, precious metals financing, as well as competitive pricing for gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. Christos Trading takes pride in providing a large inventory at excellent prices, fast delivery with free shipping and insurance, and very personal customer service. Get live price quotes for all products. Call Christos Trading today at 888-385-1116. That's 888-385-1116. Or visit their website at christostrading.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
So we've returned once again, and just a little bit more about this illegal alien invasion and some of the people that figure prominently in the news, both in the quote-unquote independent media and in the controlled media. I can't help but remember reading the Population Bomb. It came out about 1971. I think it was required reading in one of the courses I took when I was going briefly to college. Paul Ehrlich, Ballantine book. But he's written heavily. He's written extensively. So there's another book here. I'm looking at a book that it's titled The End of Affluence that I have in front of me. John P. Holdren and Paul Ehrlich and Ann Ehrlich, his wife. Now, these people, Holdren is in office today. Again, Lawrence Summers in office today. Under the usurper's administration, we look back over the course of virtually 40 years of development of these concepts, and The End of Affluence, written by Paul Ehrlich here, best-selling author of The Population Bomb, along with his wife, Ann Ehrlich. You know, this is just a little sidebar that comes in the front of it. You know, America's economic joyride is coming to an end. Thus far, we've met each new place of bad times with disbelief and sometimes outrage. There's been a lot of talk about who is to blame, and some groups have taken the position that they've been singled out for unfair treatment. Charges and countercharges fill the air, clog the media, and do nothing at all to hasten adjustment to new ways of life. The overall assumption is that each scarcity is temporary, an assumption typified by the rapid move toward larger automobiles, the pressure to raise speed limits, and from an energy saving 55 miles per hour, and the desertion of mass transportation when gasoline supplies increased in the spring of 1974. I remember that spring of 1974. At that time, I was working for... Oh, I don't imagine it would hurt. A man named Bill Victory. He owned a lot of gas stations out in Seattle, Chevrons. I was hired as a driveway salesman. In other words, I had that really sharply creased little cap, you know, like an airman's cap, and a service station attendant's uniform, and blues, you know, name embroidered on the jacket and all of that. And every day, the news cameras would come in. He was the head of the Evergreen Service Station Association, or whatever it was called. And every day the news cameras come in. Gas prices and gas shortages, you know, soaring prices and shortages everywhere. And the lines would line up all around down the highway, you know, as cars were flooding and trying to get in to get gasoline. We were on the news every day, every night, for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. It was great. It was great. Be able to get off work, go to the tavern, knock back a beer and see myself on TV. Working at a gas station as a driveway salesman. We've had one after another, after another, after another of these various and sundry upheavals financially and other things. But it always goes back to the same thing. It's population, the population bomb, the population bomb. We got too many people on the planet. The planet Earth can't support the people. We got a real problem here, Dorothy. And there's truth to that. In some places, we're so overly populated, India, China, some places are so overpopulated that they have almost gotten to the point where they're going to go extinct if they don't knock it off. They're trying. They're doing things that some things. But we've run the math before. You can put almost all the people on the planet in Texas. It'd be a miserable existence, but it could be done. Anyhow, long story and short story. There is an agenda. There's a global agenda. There's a social agenda coming up this weekend, coming next Sunday evening. Barbara Marks Hubbard is going to return to the Oracle Airwaves, interviewed by Michael Vail. I hope you'll all put that on your calendar and look forward to it, darlings. There's an agenda out there for massive population reduction. And there are some who masquerade behind green agendas. There are some that masquerade behind the ain't it awful, behind symptoms and victims. But they don't want to touch the real agenda. They don't want to discuss why are we involved in the United Nations? Why do we continue to harbor them on our shores? Why are we involved with an organization that outwardly, openly, and candidly champions for a global governance system? There's some real problems. I guess it's hard to be able to come out and be a bicyclist that rides all over the whole planet and be green, 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 and then admit that the United Nations is the problem, not the people. It's a global agenda. The whole idea of sustainable development. You know, here we go, the United Nations Development Agenda on the Global Commission on International Migration Compared. It's the compendium of recommendations on international migration and development. Sustainable development is, as I've said so many times in the past, it can be reduced down to one word, demand. Demand. You have got to create demand to sustain development. That's what it's all about, sustaining development. Keeping the corporations, these ticks like Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and GE and all of these ticks alive. And we'll do whatever is necessary to do that. And we want to improve the bottom line. We need cheaper labor. And so we'll do anything and everything we can to get cheaper labor. The borders are not going to be closed, my friends. Not so long as the United Nations continues to exist. Not so long as people like Lawrence Summers and Zbigniew Brzezinski and Robert Rubin and Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan continue to run our government. The borders are not going to close. They're going to remain wide open. I'm surprised they haven't paved some of the cow paths that people walk over. But you can rail against it. And you can rail against it. And you can condemn those that come across. But you've got to read this compendium to really understand why they're given preference and why they're given special treatment and why the doors are wide open, because this is the global agenda. So let's go back to the article. Clinton says Rubin's and Summers' advice on derivatives was wrong. I think they were wrong, and I think it was wrong to take their advice. Their argument was that the derivatives didn't need transparency because they were expensive and sophisticated, and only a handful of people would buy them. and they don't need any extra protection, Clinton said. The flaw in that argument was that, first of all, some people with a lot of money make stupid decisions and make it without transparency. They're not all that bright. They just got some money. Even if less than 1% of the total investment community is involved in derivatives exchange, when we talk about the total investment community, we're talking about the international economic community. Well, I'll tell you, with the news out of the London Bullion Market Association, we're ripe right now for some major changes in the gold market. Keep your eyes peeled. Tighter regulation of derivatives trading is part of a package of financial reforms being pushed by the Obama administration against Republican opposition. Left, right, left, right. The Senate is debating a bill introduced by Banking Committee Chairman Christopher Dodd. He's being challenged for his seat, I think, still. Now, his name just went away from me. No, no, Schiff. Peter Schiff, running against Christopher Dodd. I interviewed Peter. Should probably do that again, see how his campaign's going. Anyway, then they start blaming Bush. Clinton also said the Bush administration contributed to the financial crisis with lax regulation. Left, right, left. Midterm elections, 2010. What are you going to do?
Looking for great talk radio? You found it. This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
If a claim that you owe a debt is made, you have a natural and legal right to demand that a third-party company validate and verify the debt claim. When a party brings suit, it is demanded by our legal system that the suing party has a substantial amount of evidence on their side of the scales of justice to bring a lawsuit to court. Failure to substantiate the claim of debt in court voids any claim to the debt and opens the doorway to civil and criminal proceedings. Endless Fraud Detection hires competent, independent examiners to audit your paperwork to find discrepancies, violations, unlawful and illegal acts, and misrepresentation of material facts, as well as acting as a third-party witness to the validation process. With our services, once you have the audit, which identifies any discrepancies of state and federal laws, you have enough weight on your side of the scales to seek remedy. To get your audit started, please visit our website at EndlessFraudDetection.com today.
CC is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voice-over IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Mike Chambers from my good friends at GadstonTees.com, the official supplier of tees and gear for both the Oracle Broadcasting Network and Mike Chambers Live. Gadsden Tees is a supplier of high-quality shirts, caps, flags, and more, all geared to the spreading of the liberty and freedom message. Whether you're interested in a design already in stock or one of your own making, Gadsden Tees can outfit you and your organization with the look and style to get the message across to those you meet. Gadsden Tees has supplied gear to a number of freedom organizations, so you can be assured of receiving quality, revolutionary apparel with absolutely no hidden costs. The price quoted is the price you'll pay, regardless if it's one shirt or 1,000. Big orders or small, makes no difference. They're all treated with the same care and consideration. Get your liberty message out to the masses with revolutionary apparel from GadstonTees.com. That's GadstonTees.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
We'll set all that aside and go back to a little bit of wisdom from antiquity and visit once again with John Locke this morning. I had a lot on my table to go there, but I kind of ranted on all these articles, all this corruption. It just invigorates me. It gives me the strength to continue. Because apparently people are still not getting it. We're still living in the land of denial, willful oblivion, voluntary ignorance. This from chapter 19 of The Dissolution of Government, John Locke in review. He, this is paragraph 211, he that will with any clearness speak of the dissolution of government ought in the first place to distinguish between the dissolution of the society and the dissolution of the government. You don't have to worry about championing for anarchy. Just continue to destroy the society, anarchy will come on its own. That which makes the community and brings men out of the loose state of nature into one politic society is the agreement which everyone has with the rest to incorporate and act as one body and so be one distinct commonwealth, which we have been for a long time, since our founders created it. Let me jump ahead now. Talks about one way to dissolve a government is from force from without, and that's that United Nations, that's the World Federalist Council, this is global intent. The United Nations, openly, avariciously, and notoriously, sitting on the East River in New York City, as the New York financial community melts down, opening the way, paving the road towards a new global feudalism. Paragraph 212, besides this overturning from without, governments are dissolved from within. And here we've got Robert Rubin, Lawrence Summers, over and over and over again, Bill Clinton, George Herbert Walker Bush, George W. Bush, all of the same cast of characters my entire adult life. First, when the legislative is altered, when the legislative is altered, have you looked at your state constitution? When was the last major rewrite? Right after World War II? Certainly happened here in Missouri. Worldwide war. Putting us into a position to go into a global feudalism right there. First, when the legislative is altered, civil society being a state of peace amongst those who are of it, from whom the state of war is excluded by the umpirage which they have provided in their legislative as umpires, not necessarily lawmakers and lawgivers, but umpires, our representatives, not as agents for the political parties or all of the various and sundry corporations that finance them. No. The intent of our founders, what they would be representatives of we the people, the body politic, that sovereign body. Umpires, whole different program. They're not the ones that are out there on the field carrying the ball. They're the ones that are supposed to be there to make sure that the game is conducted according to predetermined rules. But unfortunately, the lawmakers and the lawgivers are changing the law, changing the rules of the game with every passing session, such that none can know the law or know that any law exists or that there might be any remedy in courts of law. Continuing, it is in their legislative that may arise amongst any of them. It is in their legislative that the members of a commonwealth are united and combined together into one coherent living body. This is the soul that gives form, life, and unity to the commonwealth, being as it is made up of the people, that sovereign body politic. And yes, absolutely, rampant illegal alien invasion destroys the society, but it's all part of the thing. It's from above to below, as above, so below. We have the same bunch of illegal aliens and dual citizens that have risen to every post and position in our legislative system as well. As above, so below. For the essence in the union of society consisting in having one will, the legislative, when once established by the majority, has the declaring and, as it were, keeping of that will. We created them, and their charge is to keep our will and to follow our rules. The constitution of the legislative is the first and fundamental act of a society. It's the very first thing you have to do. Remember, as Aristotle said, in a republic, the constitution is the government. When you come together in a body, whether you're going to form a corporation or some kind of a deliberative assembly, you sit down and you map out, you write out your bylaws. This we shall do. Again, the constitution of the legislative is the first and fundamental act of society, whereby provision is made for the continuation of their union under the direction of persons and bonds of laws made by persons authorized thereunto, by the consent and appointment of the people, without which no man or number of men amongst them can have authority of making laws that shall be binding to the rest, when any one or more shall take upon them to make laws whom the people have not appointed to so to do, they make laws without authority, which the people are not therefore bound to obey, by which means they come again to be out of subjection, and may constitute to themselves a new legislative, as they think best, being in full liberty to resist the force of those who without authority would impose anything upon them. I mean, we might as well just be reading the Declaration of Independence. Obviously, John Locke had a tremendous impact upon the minds of our founders when they sat down to create those organic constitutions. Every one is at the disposal of his own will. When those who had by the delegation of the society the declaring of the public will are excluded from it, and others usurp the place who have no such authority or delegation here, usurping the place. Bury the usurper. And there's surely a lot more that we can go into. This paragraph 213, this being usually brought about by such in the commonwealth who misuse the power they have, it is hard to consider it aright and know at whose door to lay it without knowing the form of government in which it happens. Let us suppose, then, the legislative placed in the concurrence of three distinct persons. First, a single hereditary person having the constant supreme executive power, and with it the power of convoking and dissolving the other two within certain periods of time. So that would be a monarchy. Secondly, an assembly of hereditary nobility. That would be like the Roman Senate, perhaps. Thirdly, an assembly of representatives chosen pro tempore by the people. And that would be our system of government. Such a form of government, supposed it is evident. Well, we can come back to that on another broadcast. There's certainly lots more. If you haven't gotten a copy for your library of this simple writing by John Locke, his second treatise especially on civil government, I would recommend it. I'm surprised and almost embarrassed that it took me so long to get this book in my library. But there's all kinds of problems in law. There's all kinds of background to law. We've looked at this before. This is a book in my library, Martin P. Golding writing it, The Philosophy of Law. I'm just trying to find a good place to start. We could start in this. And that's back up again. It's kind of like a snake sliding through the grass when Skype goes away. Back again. I think we're on air.
Looks like it.
Okay. So, again, the preceding remarks help to establish the initial plausibility of the proposed elucidation of, quote, a legal system exists in S. There's an interrelationship between the anthropological study of the law of a community and our, perhaps somewhat inchoate, intuitive notion of the existence of a legal system in society. The anthropological study of a law, of a system of laws in a society, we look back, all the way back, and track the roots of our system of law and government, and then we find ourselves in the present, looking forward into the future. We'll be right back.
Heard about the most advanced affordable upgrade for your vehicle? Sonic spark plugs bring you increased fuel mileage and performance. It's like a new brain for your engine from enginebrain.com. Just like a pound of sawdust burns faster than a pound of wood chips, finer fuel mist burns faster. Using a patented process, Sonic spark plugs smash gasoline mist with ultrasound. Thousands of drivers have upgraded to Sonic spark plugs for more power and mileage. Just replace your old plugs with Sonic plugs. Now get a free Sonic spark plug for your chainsaw, generator, snowblower, or lawnmower, and pay only shipping and handling. Once you experience ultrasonic power, you'll want them in your car, truck, motorcycle, or RV. Visit enginebrain.com to learn why Sonic spark plugs outperform all other spark plugs. They're a small company, but their advanced plugs are 100% OEM compatible with your vehicle's warranty. Visit enginebrain.com to learn about combustion theory, hydrogen power, and fuel efficiency. Learn what the oil companies would rather you not know, like a new brain for your engine. EngineBrain.com. EngineBrain.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. No one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
So returning again, and we're of course from Locke and the laws of nature and nature's God. You know, this is 1600s. We can go far earlier than that and pick up the trail again. We'll go to St. Thomas Aquinas here just a little bit under the nature of law and theories. Again, this is out of the Philosophy of Law by Martin P. Golding. This was published back by Prentice Hall, Inc. back in 1975. A little bit later than the 1924 copy of the of John Locke that we're sharing with you. But as I'm just picking up, have to do this. These are lengthy treatises, you know, lots of stuff here. As such, these ends are apprehended as proper objects of pursuit, i.e. as goods. The principle underlying this operation of reason is, quote, good is to be done and pursued, evil is to be avoided, quote, unquote. Good is to be done and pursued, evil is to be avoided. So again, it's a dualism, good and evil, as opposed to the Heraclitus unity, continuity, continuum. One could think, well, can there be any evil if there is no good? Could there be good if there is no evil? What is the demarcation line between good and evil? Is it black and white or is it gray? How broad is the gray stripe? How close to evil can I be? Can I approach and still be good? How close can I approach to good and still be evil? It's not just a black and white, like a light switch, opening and closing a switch. Thomas Aquinas, St. Thomas Aquinas, calls this the first precept of natural law. Good is to be done and pursued, evil is to be avoided. Of course, it would call into mind immediately the need for a judge and advocates. So that when we approach that gray zone between good and evil, the shadow, the shades, that someone might be able to rule in the case. How much of an evil could be done and still be called a good? Tough stuff here. Aquinas calls this the first precept of natural law. In the case of the lawmaker, again, we call our representatives in Congress and in the legislative lawmakers oftentimes and lawgivers. Of course, we know that the laws come from something far higher than that, but in men and society, the body politic, laws have been made and will continue to be made. In the case of the lawmaker who has the care of the community, very careful with that word, folks, the precept might well be formulated, the common good is to be done and pursued. We all understand that, right? The greatest good is the greatest number principle, the happiness principle, and its roots in philosophical radicalism in England and elsewhere. But again, hearkening all the way back long before that time to St. Thomas Aquinas, the common good is to be done and pursued. What is bad for the community is to be avoided. Because the common good for Aquinas is the province of legal justice, not social justice, but legal justice, a purported positive law, take a natural law principle and turn it around, put it into positive law so they could be applied and ruled upon, a purported positive law that is not in conformity with natural law, justice, and the common good is to that extent, quote unquote, no longer a law, but a perversion of law. It falls into the idea of legal positivism. Whatever the prince says has the force of law. Be no law, but it has the force of law. So once again, because the common good for Aquinas is the province of legal justice, a purported positive law that is not in conformity with natural law, justice, and the common good is to that extent, quote, no longer a law, but a perversion of law. And Locke wrote much on this concept. Enforcement of an unjust law is a violence perpetrated against the citizens. An unjust law. Before boarding this plane, thou shalt expose their body nude in front of this screen, or the eyes of the one that's watching, or the hard drive that's recording the exposure. What gives content to the natural law is the rational apprehension of the essence of man and the human good. What gives content to the natural law? The rational apprehension of the essence of man and the human good. Aquinas, St. Thomas Aquinas, Catholic writer, Summa Theologica, Aquinas develops this along Aristotelian lines. And he would, of course, write it that way. That was why he was writing at the time. This was when the Mahomets and Mohammedans were making their pincher-like circle into Europe. And Aristotle was attempting to find harmony between the resurgence of Greek and Eastern thought with his then modern Catholic thinking and teaching. At the end, he just had to throw down the paper and say, stop writing, because he said something along the lines that all of his ideas and these pieces of paper were nothing but grass. He could find really nothing that he could argue with the Greeks. And the natural law as opposed to the theology of the church. Man is by nature a social animal. He desires to live a life in common with other men, and he satisfies his needs and wants only in cooperative enterprise with others. One, therefore, ought to cooperate with others for one's own good as well as theirs. Once again, we go back to this idea about sustainability, being self-sufficient. It just doesn't happen like that. Self-reliant, certainly. Certainly self-reliant. But self-sufficient? No man being an island? The idea here that's being advanced is that he desires to live a life in common with other men, and he satisfies his needs and wants only in cooperative enterprises with others. One therefore ought to cooperate with others for one's own good as well as their own. The first precept of the natural law could in fact be formulated in this way. Now, social living has certain prerequisites which fulfillment makes it possible. It requires, for example, that we should not harm our neighbors, which implies a prohibition against murder and theft. This does not mean that it is necessary, contrary to natural law, to kill in self-defense. The author, however, writes in parenthetically, it may not be necessary to kill in self-defense, but as we found from the writings of John Locke, nothing should bar it. There's no way of reparation for murder. There's no way of reparation, a life lost. If you feel as though your life is in peril and in jeopardy, defending yourself is a primary precept and principle in the natural law. So I take a little bit of a offense here to the author's inclusion in this parenthetical inclusion here. It requires the institutionalization of marriage and family life. Institutionalism? I don't think necessarily. But again, you read anything, listen to everyone, believe nothing till you can prove it in your own research. So we'll just give him these things. Certainly family life. Hedged about with various prohibitions and responsibilities. It requires some mode of education as a way of initiating the young into society. This need not necessarily mean the general diffusion of knowledge the way that it's come down today. But it certainly means that there's going to be some idea about bringing the young up, raising them properly in the ways of the society so that they can fit in, feel comfortable. Not necessarily to get along to go along or go along to get along, but that the young people really do need to understand this society that they live in, which is made exceedingly complicated when you admixture through this multicultural diversity program that's come out of the United Nations, come out of the minds of these globalists that we spoke of earlier in the broadcast. It's almost impossible. How could we even, you know, anticipate that we wouldn't have considerable trouble in the very near future with the past 15, 20 years of education going the way they have? Well, we're all out of time for today. We'll pick that up again there tomorrow. And until the next time, thanks for listening and good day.
Taking it back one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Be prepared for anything. Disasters, drought, earthquakes, hurricanes, tsunamis.
Be ready wherever your adventures take you. Ocean, rainforest, jungle, desert, even your own backyard. Seed Panel can help you make clean water from any source. Salt water, pesticides, arsenic, fluoride, brine, bacteria. With Seed Panel, you can handle whatever Mother Nature throws your way. Just pour contaminated water into your Seed Panel and let sunlight distill up to 2 gallons per day. 100% solar powered. No filters, no chemicals, no complicated maintenance. If you're near the ocean, Seed Panel can help make your disaster kit ready for anything. Please visit cpanel.com, spelled seapanel.com, or call 205-246-6492, cpanel.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The home of cutting-edge talk radio. Online, worldwide, at OracleBroadcasting.com.